Now, this year marks the 40th anniversary of Newtown Festival, one of Sydney's largest annual events, most fun, in my opinion, as well. This event has drawn the attention of many all across Sydney in the past few years, and it doesn't seem to kind of slow down as the years go on. It just gets bigger and better. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Liz Yeo. She's the CEO of Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, or NNC. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Jess.
Now, tell us about how Newtown Festival kind of got its start here in Sydney. What's the festival all about?
Yeah, look, it started 40 years ago, 1 year after the Neighbourhood Centre, actually. The Neighbourhood Centre started 41 years ago this year.
Okay.
And it started as a fundraiser for the Neighbourhood Centre. And I only ran into someone the other night at one of our festival satellite events who said she has been to every Newtown Festival since the very first one.
Oh my gosh.
And she said, I still remember going to the very first one and bringing my little bundle of, you know, secondhand clothes. And that was the beginning of Newtown Festival. A bunch of locals sitting around in the park with their secondhand clothes and donating some gold coins.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That she's been to every single one.
I know.
As well.
I thought that was phenomenal.
It's gotten a little bit bigger than some people from the neighbourhood sitting in a park with their secondhand clothes. Yeah. How's the festival grown over the years? What can we expect this year?
Yeah, look, as you've said, it has grown unbelievably in all of those 40 years. So there are tens of thousands of people that come. Police often estimate as many as 80 or 90,000 people. That sounds awful lot of people. It's possibly a few less than that, but no doubt there's tens of thousands of people that come. And what I love about this festival is that there is something for everyone in this festival, for little kids, for baby boomers, for, you know, young people looking for the latest band that's going to, you know, about to break through. There's just something for everyone. Sustainability. It's the diversity of it.
Mm.
And I think the other thing that's amazing about it is even with all those numbers of people, and a lot of them are still locals that go, but we also welcome people from everywhere to our festival. We want them to have a little taste of our wonderful, creative, diverse, quirky world in Newtown. So we welcome everyone to this festival.
The demographic that I feel like I belong to most, not young people, not, you know, not necessarily like Newtown locals or the dog lovers. It's the dog show every year that I'm like, that's my people.
Absolutely. And my claim to fame is that I did actually, my dog won the dog show back in the 90s with a couple of drag queens. So I've been going to the festival since that time myself. And that's another example, I guess, of something that has stayed. There's a number of things that have stayed quite core to the festival. So even though, yes, it's gotten bigger and shinier in some ways, but in many ways, a lot of the core elements have just remained.
Yeah.
You know? So while it might not be people bringing their bunch of secondhand clothes anymore, it's certainly what we encourage is local businesses, and we of course have our amazing Newtown locals who sell their food and give us all their profits from the day.
Wow.
And they've been doing that for years, a group of local restaurants coming together to do that.
Now, Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, this is where all the proceeds go from the festival. It's a big fundraising event for the festival. So what is it that you guys do in the community? What is it that you're working toward?
Yeah, so look, we're located right in the heart of Newtown. That's where the Neighbourhood Centre is, and we're open to everyone in the community, but our particular focus of course is on people who are doing it most tough in Newtown and in the Inner West, and it's the downside in a way of obviously there's a lot of gentrification. Housing is becoming increasingly unaffordable, and what we're seeing as a result of that is growing numbers of people literally rough sleeping on our streets in Newtown. There's been a massive increase in the numbers of people who are rough sleeping, as well as a lot of the people we work with are in and out of boarding houses, which is very marginal, vulnerable kind of living situation. And we're working with those people to help them get more stable, more secure housing, whether that be social housing or whether that be, you know, just a better situation than the one that they're in or in the boarding house that they're in.
Amazing. Incredible work. Such important work as well.
Yeah.
I feel like the suburb has changed a lot over the years, but the need of people in the community for help will never change. It's something that you always need someone there doing incredible work like you do.
Yeah, and in many ways that demand has grown.
Yeah. How have you seen Newtown change over the years that you've kind of been involved with the suburb? What have some of the biggest changes you've seen?
Yeah, well, as I say, because I've lived there myself since the 80s actually, so it's definitely less – grungy than it was. But what I love about what hasn't changed, so, you know, you can look at all of those things and there's no doubt about that. You know, there, you know, I have renovations all around my house as well. You know, people, you know, that's the nature of what's happening in the inner city. But what I will also say that I feel very strongly about is the heart of Newtown is still very much alive and beating. And it is a heart that does actually value social justice and social inclusion, and it wants to keep its diversity. And I know that even from talking to new neighbours I've had who've moved into the area. And yes, they have to afford a more expensive house. No one like me, who was a social worker in the 80s, would ever be able to afford a little house in Newtown anymore, which I think is really sad. But I do note that there's a lot of both long-termers and even some new people coming to the area who say, but we still want to keep this diverse, accepting, inclusive, quirky vibe. And we want to have social and affordable housing in our area.
Mm.
We don't want to kick everyone out and say we want only nice double-story renovated houses.
Mm.
We want to keep that mix. We want to keep our artists. We want to keep our musicians. And they add so much vibrancy to our area.
And that's definitely what Newtown is known for, I think, in a big way, is the vibrancy and the art and the culture that exists within Newtown, whether it be all of the little theatres that are kind of popping up around Newtown, or if it be the street art that you can see kind of here, there and everywhere. It's really a beautiful pocket of Sydney, in my opinion. So, Newtown Festival is happening tomorrow.
Yes.
Big day. Huge.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to? Like, what event is it that you're, or what aspect of the festival is it that you will not miss come hell or high water?
Look, that is a really hard one to answer just because there is so much incredible stuff that goes on during the day.
Yeah.
Look, I would say for me, what I love is I do always love seeing, because of course it is a fundraiser for us.
Yeah.
So for me, the real joy of the day, and I know this happened last year and I'm sure it's going to happen again this year, was just seeing people's generosity on arrival at the festival and their willingness, you know, because we have introduced saying, look, we would never deny anyone entry, of course. A lot of the people we work with can't afford to come to these things. And it's still a free event, but we do ask for that $5 contribution at the gates, or $10 with a beautiful, cool 40th anniversary Newtown Festival water bottle.
Hey.
So that always brings me a lot of joy, just seeing people lining up and feeling generous, happy to give, and knowing that they're giving, one, to a really good local cause, and two, that they're going to be in for an incredible and diverse and fun day. And that's part of what we value as well.
It's the spirit of it.
Is having fun.
Where do you see the next 40 years?
What a great question.
Mm.
What I see the next 40 years is more of what we've done this year for the first time for the 40th anniversary, which was building a lot more community satellite events around the festival.
Yeah.
So we don't necessarily want, you know, loads more numbers or anything of people coming to the festival. But what we want to build is those other activities and events that connect community. We had a great sustainability event. We had an incredible concert by Sarah Blasco and Holly Throsby and Sally Seltman.
That sold out. It was insane.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
So we want to do more of those things as well, you know, around the festival time that are maybe smaller scale, but bring members of the community together around, again, issues and things that they care about, whether they be writers, poets, people interested in sustainability, people who want to enjoy local musicians. That's something that I see developing further over the next
40 years. It's putting the spirit of Newtown on a big old stage and letting the rest of Sydney enjoy it, which is what I love the most about it. Liz, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Jess.
That was Liz Yeo on the upcoming Newtown Festival. It's happening tomorrow. Exciting stuff. Mark the calendar. Get the kids ready. Put their shoes on. It's going to be a fun one. We've got a stall there as well, too. SCR will have a stall, so come say hey. We'd love to see you. We'd love to know that you are a big fan of the station, and we'd love to give you a cuddle because of it.